Hello, my name is David Mears. I'm a partner in the charity and social business team at Russell Cook Solicitors. We advise a range of charities on all sorts of legal issues. My particular practice areas include setting up charities, mergers of charities, commercial agreements that charities enter into, funding, trading, tax, and intellectual property. And today I'm going to talk about the legal structures that you can use when thinking about setting up a charity. So we've looked at some of the legal structures available for charities, and the main four were the charitable trust and unincorporated association, both of which are what's called unincorporated structures. And the disadvantage we saw there was that they leave trustees open to risk of personal liability. We also looked at the incorporated structures. So those are the company limited by guarantee and the charitable incorporated organisation, or CIO. And if you're involved with a charity which is growing or perhaps taking on ever more legal risk and is not already in one of those two incorporated structures, either the company or the CIO, I'd very strongly recommend that you change the structure to move into one of those incorporated structures where the trustees will be much better protected against the risk of personal liability.